You did it. You found true love, your soulmate. You didn't settle. At Oakland Heart Jewelers, we never settle either. We constantly search the world diamond markets for those special diamonds to create that extra special engagement ring. We're passionate about creating the highest quality rings at the best price you'll find anywhere. Why settle for ordinary when you can give extraordinary? Nothing compares to true love, and nothing compares to Oakland Heart Jewelers on Metairie Road. Beautiful in more ways than one.
It's hurricane season. Imagine for a moment that an intense storm is pounding your house. Will your roof leak? Will the siding peel away? Will it flood? If your house is properly built and maintained, you'll be fine. What about your retirement income strategy? The stock market has had a great run the last few years, but is its current volatility making you feel uneasy? Are you confident your retirement income strategy is built to endure a financial storm? Now may be a great time to get an evaluation on your retirement strategy. This is Glenn Pelos with Gulf South Guarantee. Call us now so we can show you how you can weatherproof your retirement nest egg. Call now for a no-obligation appointment. Don't let your retirement get caught in the rain. Call us at 877-615-4312. That's 877-615-4312. Or find us on the web at GulfSouthGuarantee.com.
All right, so hot and humid, highs in the lower 90s today. Chance for a pop-up shower, not necessarily in the afternoon. I hope we can get our grass cut this weekend, because if yours is like mine, it's about to become a jungle out there. I took Dave Newman's concealed carry course over the week, and I didn't get anything for free, and there's not a commercial for him, and I paid and all that stuff, but I was so impressed by it, and so many things popped into my mind, ancillary things about gun ownership, etc. I thought it was a kind of important and almost like a public service to have him on to talk about this, and with that, we welcome in Dave Newman, owner of Concealed Carry NOLA. Hey, Dave, how are you?
I'm doing good, Tommy. How about you?
I'm well. There are so many things that ran through my mind about not only what you taught, which I think it would be a good idea for people that own a gun to take a course like that, whether they intend on getting a concealed carry permit or not, just in terms of gun safety and how to use the gun and how to make sure you know what you're responsible for and how to aim and what the different parts of the gun, et cetera, because I think a lot of people buy a gun and then they think it's like TV. They don't really know that. And then the other thing is that when I walked into the range, as you well know, the noise is jarring from outside as soon as you walk in the door of people shooting, and that's a closed-off area and separated. Mm-hmm. And that was only two people, so I think was there when we went in. And if that place had been full, I can only imagine how loud it would be. And I don't think the average person realizes, moving forward, when you hold that gun in your hand and you let that round go, what kind of power there is behind it and how loud it's going to be. And I say, and that may sound to people like you, you know, almost silly, but I think there are a lot of people that are buying guns that have no idea what they're doing, and I think it's important that we kind of alert them to that fact. So that's the premise. I would suggest you just take it over from here and start explaining, because but you understand what I'm saying, Dave?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a lot of people aren't going to be used to the environment for sure, because it is pretty loud and you need to wear ear protection. And
I'm talking about using the gun in your home. And let me say one more thing. Mm-hmm. I made the analogy to, if you've never used that gun, if you've never fired it and you're depending on it to save your life, that to me is tantamount to dropping a ball in the middle of the fairway on the 18th hole at Augusta, final day of the tournament, and you need to put a 7-iron close to win, or it's the bottom of the ninth and a World Series. You've never pitched a baseball before, but guess what? You got the mound. It's very important. Go strike the guy out. Do you get where I'm going with this?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's the people don't realize how much preparation is involved with to actually deal with the moment you're planning to deal with when you purchase the firearm. A lot of folks just think that, well, they tend to think that the person that is attacking them or whatever is going to have the same frame of mind as they do. So they think that, oh, I've got my gun. If I pull it out, he's going to start running, because they would start running if somebody pulled a gun on them. So, but you're not dealing with that. That is not what you're dealing with a lot of times, is these people that are not in that same frame of mind, first of all, and some of them are high on things, and some of them might even need to be in, have some medical attention from a mental disorder, and they're not getting it, and that's why they're out in the street acting crazy. So you're not always going to have that rational frame of mind on the other side, and you got to mentally prepare for that too. But what you're first talking about sounds more like the physical preparation with the firearm. I've found over the last 11 years of teaching the class for the state that most people don't even read their owner's manuals. So they don't even know how the gun works. They don't know what ammo can go in it, what can't go in it, because they didn't read the manual. I had a student actually buy a gun, and the person at the gun store sold her ammunition that was the wrong caliber. And she was totally going on whatever he advised.
So she didn't know, and didn't know.
Obviously, he didn't know. Yeah. We get to the gun range, and she was basically trying to shoot, you know, 9mm ammo through a 40 cal. So it didn't work. And, you know, and it's just, you know, people just, you're trusting these people, but they're salespeople. You got to understand, they're salespeople. And the turnover sometimes in a lot of these places is actually pretty often, you know, especially like your academy sports and places like that. So you're not sure you're getting someone who's giving you the best advice all the time at a sales counter. Regrettably, that's the way it works. It's just like in a car dealership, somebody, you hear stories of women having a problem with their car, and they bring it in, and the guy tells them they got all these other things wrong when it was really something simple. They're just trying to make some money. Sometimes that happens with guns.
Let me take a break. We're going to pick it up here. We come back. I want you, when we come back, to try to explain to somebody that has never fired a handgun, if they have one in the box at home or loaded and safely stored away, what they can expect when they pull that trigger for the first time. Because it had been about 5 years since I'd fired a handgun, and quite frankly, I'd forgotten about the noise and the recoil and the power that you're unleashing, let's put it that way. So if y'all have any questions or comments, I hope you're listening here at 504-260-1870, because if you're planning on using a gun to save your life and you've never fired it, I don't think you're in a very good spot at all. 820 more when we come back. Time now, traffic, WWL. Tommy Tucker, WWL, spending an hour talking to Dave Newman, owner of Concealed Carry NOLA. Again, I'm not advertising for him. I paid for the class. I took it with him, and I learned a lot about guns, and I thought I knew a lot, and I did know a lot, but not anywhere near as much as I learned. And my fear is that a lot of people, if you've gone to buy guns, you know, it's hard to get this model or that model. I think a lot of people are buying guns based on what they see on TVs and movies. They've never fired these weapons, and they have no idea what's waiting for them if they have to use this weapon, not to target shoot, but in a situation to save their life. And Dave Newman is with us. Dave, I asked you before the break, for people that I guess their only guide is TV or movies, and they bought a gun, and it's like, that's it, I'm prepared. I've never fired a gun, but never read the owner's manual, as you said, but I think I'm ready to go Dirty Harry on anybody that enters my home. And, of course, that's another consideration in terms of the legalities of stand your ground, et cetera. But what would you explain? How would you explain it to them, what's waiting on the other side of that gun with them pulling the trigger for them, and the reactions you've seen from people who have never fired a handgun before?
So when you say what's waiting for them on the other side of that gun, do you mean the adversary, the person attacking them?
No. The person that's holding the gun.
The
person that's holding the gun.
Okay. Well, yeah, you're talking about the recoil management and things like that is what
exactly.
I think you're referring to.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people will buy guns without, you know, considering the fact that, you know, they might not be able to control it. Your hand size and ergonomics matching up with the grip of the gun is important to control it. The caliber of the gun is also going to be something that's going to be important in the amount of recoil management you're going to be dealing with. And if you have any hand strength issues at all, you definitely need to consider both of those, because If you can't grip it right, it's going to be harder to control. And if your hands are not strong, you don't want to have a higher caliber. So you always want to make sure you get a gun that ergonomically fits your hand so that you can control it better by making sure that you can get a full three-finger grip on the grip of the gun. A lot of people tend to think they would want a smaller gun and think smaller gun would be easier to shoot, where that's actually not the way it works. If you can't grip it right, it can become harder to shoot.
Tell me about it.
So, with that?
I said, tell me about it.
Yeah, it's really hard to control a gun that you can't get a full three-finger grip on. And you know, when you're first starting to shoot, you'd better learn how to first stand properly so that the recoil doesn't knock you back or knock you off balance, and now you got the gun pointed in very unsafe directions. And you need to have a good, solid two-hand grip when you're trying to shoot at first. Don't try to one-hand it like you see in Hollywood until you get more practice in. And you kind of want to lean into it a little bit, not lean back. I see a lot of folks leaning back at the gun range. The lean back doesn't help you with managing recoil. If you lean into it slightly from the waist, not only will it make you look like that action hero on TV, but it will help with the management of the recoil. So you want to make sure if you don't have a lot of hand strength and you don't have a lot of experience, you might want to have a really good experience the first time you go and try something very light in caliber, even a 22. So that way you don't have to have as much recoil management, as much noise. You have a good positive experience of learning how to line up your sights, how to stand correctly, how to grip the gun correctly, how to have that good sight picture on the target, and then squeeze that trigger without moving the gun, better known as good trigger control. And you could just work on the fundamentals without having to worry about excessive noise, excessive recoil management.
I think some people buy guns with lasers and think it's almost a video game and it's a do-it-yourself situation, or at least a guaranteed thing from that point. Talk about that, if you will, Dave.
Yeah, well, there's a few things that I'm not too crazy about lasers for people who are civilians on the street.
You know what? I didn't see the clock, and I'm sorry I asked you that question, so we'll pick it up there when we come back, all right? Because it's very important, and I know there is a feeling that, well, if you get a gun with a laser, then you don't really need to target practice. You don't need to learn how to shoot the weapon. It's almost like a video game where it's locked in or something, and that's not the case at all. We're talking to Dave Newman, owner of Concealed Carry NOLA, about gun safety, about firing a gun before you have to use it and how important it is if you buy a gun that you fire it so you know what is in store for you. And the other situation is that when you go to a range, it's kind of like going to a driving range in golf, except a lot more dangerous, naturally, or a lot more at stake. Practicing the same bad habits over and over and over is not going to help you. So we'll talk about that as well. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we'll go to Chris Miller. 44:16 before 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Dave Newman, owner of Concealed Carry NOLA, about first-time gun owners and who have never fired the gun and have no idea how it works, what's in store for them, haven't even read the owner's manual, and they think that they can just automatically count on this gun to save their life. And you know, if your house is constructed with a foyer and you picture somebody coming in the front door and you're going to use that gun to fend them off once they come through the door, well, you better be careful you don't send a bullet over to your neighbor's house and kill somebody there, because you're going to be responsible for that. So it is important that you know how to use the gun. Dave, along those lines, before we went to the break, we were talking about laser sights, which have become popular on handguns. I think a lot of people mistakenly think that that's all you need and the rest is automatic, and that's anything but the case, is it not?
Yeah, a lot of folks think that, you know, I've got my laser, all I got to do is put that dot on where I want to shoot, and that's where the bullet's going to go. That's not necessarily true. First of all, the laser is probably going to be an aftermarket thing, probably didn't, you know, wasn't made with the gun itself. It could be a laser grip, could be an attachment that's a laser. You got to zero those lasers in. In other words, you have to make sure that the bullet actually meets at the laser point. Where the laser point is where the bullet is going to land, at some distance out from your gun. And that's another thing a lot of people, we had a nice argument about this at the gun range the other day. This guy thought that if he zeroed it in at 10 feet, that it'd be good at 100 yards. No, that's not the way it's going to work. Mm-hmm. It's you got to zero it in at a certain distance. And then anything shorter than that, it's probably going to be higher, and the bullet would be higher than where that was. And anything further, it'd be lower. So you have to go through the process of zeroing it in using the screws for windage and elevation to actually make sure that it hits where you want it to at a certain distance. Now, if it's a handgun, you want it to be fairly close because most attacks are going to be close. So you want to make sure you zero it in for, you know, probably at no more than 21 feet or 7 yards. And you'd probably be good in those closer distances if it is zeroed in at that distance. Whereas if we're looking at a long gun, you might want to zero it out to 25 yards. Okay? So there's things to think about when you're using lasers. And then also, well, you don't know when the batteries are going to run out. So if you become totally dependent on your laser as the thing that you're going to use to aim, and say you have the gun for a few years and nothing ever happens, and then here's that night when Mr. Bad Guy shows up, and you never checked your batteries, you go to press on the little button for the laser to come on, and there's no laser. Now you don't know how to use your sights. You didn't practice with those. You got to practice with your sights because you never know when the laser is going to go out.
I mentioned,
plus people,
you know,
take longer.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Take longer to shoot, Tommy. They take longer to shoot because they're trying to line it up exactly where they want it to be. And when you go to the gun range next time, look around at the guys practicing with their laser and see how much longer they take to shoot than someone that is just using their sights.
And you mentioned from 100 yards, I don't know if you're talking about a rifle or not.
Yeah, that was a rifle.
Okay. An idea of, practically speaking, even if you're pretty good, a reasonable distance from which you can expect to be accurate with a handgun?
You're talking about new folks with guns, it would be, you know,
who
you want to be close
gonna,
in.
Who think you're going to plink a guy across the street, hit him in the left arm from 100 feet or something along those lines?
Yeah, that's Hollywood accuracy is what they're expecting there. No, most attacks are going to be 10 feet and then, there's a reason why we have people qualify for the permit at 6, 10, and 15 feet because most attacks are going to be within basically 10 feet or 3 meters and the conflict is usually over in 3 seconds or less. So you really have to plan for that. That's the reality moment. It's not the Hollywood take your time moments. It's not the I got all the time in the world range time moments. The moment of reality is you got to first see what's coming because you can't do anything about what's happening unless you see it coming. And that starts with situational awareness. And then you've got to make the right decision because in the eyes of the justice system, this is a weapon of last resort. And that requires mental preparation to know what the law says. And then once you realize it is that moment, you need to practice drawing quickly because no one's going to wait for you to do that. And then you got to aim quick, shoot quick. Because it's going to be over fast, and it's going to be really close most of the time.
All right, quick break. When we come back, if we're making some ground here and people that have a new gun are thinking, wow, you know what, Dave's making a point here, let's talk about training courses, even if you don't want a concealed carry permit, just how you can educate yourself about how to use the gun. And when you go to the range, I'm not encouraging any first-timers that have no idea what they're doing to go to the range. That's not what I'm doing at all. So you can talk, Dave, about, if you will, the best way to get yourself from getting that gun out of the box to being comfortable with it and knowing enough about it where you can responsibly use it. 850, 10 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 855, 5 till 9, Tommy Tucker talking about responsible gun ownership, especially for first-time gun owners. Somebody texted in, I was talking about the Hollywood scenario of plinking somebody in the left arm from 100 feet, from 100 yards rather. And somebody's texted in, it's a good point, if you shoot somebody at 100 yards, you're going to prison. And that was just a sarcastic example I was making about, you know, being accurate with a handgun, but that is a good point as well, and that's the kind of thing you learn if you take a concealed carry class. So, Dave, I learned so much that had nothing to do with concealed carry, just in terms of gun safety, etc. How does somebody go from having a gun in a box that they've never used to learning how to use it and being comfortable and safe, et cetera? Because I don't want to just send newbies to the range with no idea of what it is that's going on, et cetera, et cetera. So your thoughts on that?
Well, you're talking about practicing with a purpose, basically. You know, when we were kids, we crawled before we walked. We walked before we ran. And we offer different levels of training depending on which level you're at. If you're a total newbie to guns and you already own a gun, I would highly suggest taking our concealed carry class. Now, I know you might not be thinking about getting a permit, but it will cover all the basic pistol stuff, which is what you really need as a newbie. And it will cover the use of force stuff so you know when and when not to actually use the gun, which to me is equally as important as knowing how to use the gun. But that's very basic stuff. It's, you know, just target shooting, not any defensive shooting, which would be the next level of training. We'd get into some defensive shooting in a static position without movement, in other words. And then from there, we would go to doing all the same defensive shooting training, use of cover, reloading drills, malfunction clearance drills, as we draw and move at the same time, which is more reality training. So you crawl before you walk before you run. If you don't own a gun and you're thinking about buying one and you wanted to get some education so you get the right gun, which is really a smart move, I have a new shooter class that is just very, very basic. And it helps people to make they have a basic understanding of how guns function, understand the importance of ergonomics and grip and stance. And they learn how to load and unload both revolver and semi-automatic and hear about the pros and cons of each one so they can make a better decision about a purchase. So if you're really sure you're never going to get a concealed carry permit and you just want that basic level, we have a class for that too.
I know I'm going to get the Second Amendment people all up in arms here, but it just seems as though you should at least have to prove you know how the gun works and I hate to say fire it. I know, Dave, I don't want to get you involved in this, but it's just, to me, man, it's very dangerous to have somebody take a handgun out the box, load it, and God bless everybody.
Yeah,
even
but
going to the range that even going to the range that way.
That's what a lot of people think all they need to know is, oh, I know how to put bullets in it, I can pull the trigger, point it in the direction of the target, and that's it. And that's all they think there is to it.
And
they really think
it's
that simple.
Y'all,
yes, sir.
If you have a gun that you've not fired, please heed what we're saying. Listen to what we're saying. Nobody's trying to sell you a bill of goods or anything. We're just trying to keep you and everybody else safe, because if you've never fired a handgun, and especially if you wanted to get a .357 Magnum or you wanted to be you understand what I'm saying. I hear Dave chuckle in the background. You have no idea what awaits you, so please educate yourself. Dave, if somebody is interested, how do they get in touch with you?
They can go through my website, concealedcarrynola.com. We have course dates up there. We have classes at least twice a week open to the public, and I also do private classes for a variety of things we talked about. Or they can call me at 504-430-7409. That's concealedcarrynola.com or 504-430-7409.
It's the best money you ever go spend if you own a gun, I'm telling you. Thank you, Dave. I appreciate your time. Dave even goes to the range with you and makes sure you're checked out on that. So thank you, sir. Have a good day. Having a good weekend. Dave Newman,
right,
owner of
Tom.
Concealed, you bet. Carrie Nola.
The COVID-19 pandemic showed us how a microscopic virus could upend our lives. There is so much out there that we need to understand. But for every threat, there are heroes working at the edges of science and policy to protect us. I'm Dr. Abdul El-Sayed, former Detroit Health Director and host of Crooked Media's America Dissected. Every episode, I talk to the doctors, scientists, culture makers, and policy leaders who are working out new ways to protect us against our biggest threats. New episodes of America Dissected every Tuesday. Listen on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On Pod Save the World, we want to be your cheat sheet for global events. My name is Tommy Vitor, and each week, my co-host Ben Rhodes and I break down the biggest stories from around the world. Ben and I both worked on President Obama's national security staff, and we'll introduce you to the activists, politicians, and journalists who can help us understand what's going on around the world, what it means for the United States, and what it's like being inside the White House Situation Room during a crisis.
Listen on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your pods. Odyssey now has hundreds of new exclusive music stations for you to discover your new summer soundtrack.
Get moving with worthy workouts for a cardio sesh fueled by today's top artists.
Hang in with your crew? Throw it back with Picnic Party for old school jams for your cookout.
Or sail away with Odyssey's new yacht rock station, Jugger Yacht.
For summer barbecues, road trips,
or relaxing poolside.
Hundreds of new exclusive stations, plus all your favorite local radio stations and podcasts. It's all on Odyssey.
Brought to you by Macy's, Geico, and Coke Zero Sugar.